More than a decade ago, an Israeli Arab women's magazine called Lilac set out to break some taboos in conservative Arab society. The glossy monthly is about women's fashion, careers, health, and even sex. Its pages have included plenty of photos of women in revealing clothing, but it's never dared to put a model on the cover in a bikini until now. The world's Matthew Bell visited Lilac magazine's office in Nazareth.
38-year-old editor-in-chief Yara Mashour radiates business savvy. She grew up in a Catholic family in Nazareth. She says for her generation of Arab-Israeli women, the idea that young women should start planning for a career after high school was mostly a foreign concept. That's why family, friends, and neighbors were shocked when her father sent Mashour and her sister off to college in the United States.
How could they do that? You know, you're sending your girls somewhere where you can't see them, or why leave them here? In 2 years they should get married. I mean, my father told us, I'm sending you to study, and you don't you dare look for a husband when you're studying. That's what my father said. I mean, until now I'm still studying.
Things have changed a lot, Mashour says. Younger Arab women are much more free to pursue careers of their own now. But she says they still have to fight ferociously for their rights. And that's the spirit Lilac magazine tries to capture. For the cover of the latest issue, Mashour wanted to find a young, strong, and sexy model, a new Arab female. And she found that in 22-year-old Huda Nakash.
I will be Miss Earth 2011.
This is your prediction.
Yes.
You were very confident.
Mm-hmm.
And Nakash is, technically speaking, drop-dead gorgeous. She's both curvy and model thin and stands about 6 feet tall in heels. She's been modeling for 2 years and has already grabbed attention in the mainstream Israeli media. In November, Nakash will compete in her first international beauty contest. The Miss Earth competition says it combines beauty with environmental awareness. The contest will require Nakash to pose in a swimsuit, which many Arab models would never agree to. When Israeli TV's Channel 10 did a recent story on Nakash, it focused on the bikini issue. The TV segment showed Nakash posing in a skimpy bikini, then it cut to a segment with another Arab-Israeli model and her mom. What do you think about Huda's bikini photos, the interviewer asked. No, the mother says and shakes her head in disapproval. No, I will never let my daughter take pictures in a bikini. There's a traditional belief in Arab society that a woman's actions can bring dishonor to her whole family. But Adib Nakash, Huda's father, says he, his wife, and their relatives all support her career choice.
Because this is her wish. We support our children just to grow up and to go ahead and to do the best.
Nakash says he also encourages his daughter to work hard at university, where she studies archaeology and geography. After all, even the most successful modeling career lasts only so long. For her part, Huda Nakash says most of the feedback she's had from the Arab-Israeli community has been positive, though she has been called some nasty things on occasion.
There's people that actually have a problem, and I respect it. But Yara wanted to make something different, and it's my pleasure to be the first lady to make it.
Nakash says after her appearance on the cover of Yara Mashour's Lilac magazine, her goal is to break into the international modeling scene. And on top of all that confidence and ambition, she says she also dreams about getting married and raising a family someday.
It would be nice for my kids to know that their mother was a model and made some difference.
For the world, I'm Matthew Bell.
You can't see model Huda Nakash gracing the cover of your favorite magazine just yet, but you can see her taboo-breaking photos on our website, theworld.org.